and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 317. Where is the time going? How is everybody? Let me set this machine up. I had to work with only two monitors last night, so everything's in totally the wrong place. But I will get there. Right, chat. Yay! I can't see at the moment. I'm going to do a refresh. Odds are, Jonathan. Let's have a look. Oh, I was right. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Oh, Kim's got a lot to do, but she's a happy camper. Excellent. Sounds like a good day, Kim. Poor Jonathan. Oh, 2.5 left before the weekend. How do you get that, Jonathan? What's just a minute? It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Maybe he's got Friday off.
Do you think he's got Friday off? To drag it back to 3-3. Nothing happened to the other one, Jonathan. Oh, he's got a half day on Friday.
Nap time.
Nap time. No, one isn't broken. No, I had to dedicate it to a session last night, which meant that the radio thing had to be on the other one and then everything's in the wrong place. Anyway, it's all back where it should be. So we've got the radio on the right, we've got the microphones on the left, and we've got the chat in the middle. Excellent. Right. Are your COVID shot sites just a lot of people standing in line? Well, they're allowed to sit down and then they all swap seats. So it's ridiculous, is what I would say. At the moment, a few of them are shut because of the weather. But we have vaccinated with the first vaccine 6.8 million people, which is a tenth of the population. So they're all busy slapping themselves on the back. And then the figures came through that we've officially lost 100,000 people. So then bungling Boris had to come out and apologise, and the apology was awful. He said, well, obviously. I thought, can you just take a deep breath and speak, Boris, and sound like you mean it? But no, it sounded like an order for port scratchings, I'm afraid. But at least he said it. Can't wait to hear what Simon's got to say about what he said. Oh, no. Hello, Tracy. That's the good news. But Dr. B was forced to have a vaccine yesterday, currently rather poorly and isolating from us. That's what concerned me. That I said to Mike, there must be people who have had this vaccine and are suffering with it. You know, they've got a bit of a reaction. Anything from like really serious to just like an ache or whatever. And nobody is saying a word. You are the first person I have heard who has said that. We had four people from By Request who had it. First of all, there was Frank and Pauline were first, weren't they? No, John and Petrina were first. And they said, oh, nothing at all, not even an arm ache. Oh, it's fabulous. There's no reaction. You should get one. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm allergic to everything else. So the odds are. But no one's saying that, are they?
No. What's her name's okay now?
Who?
Marjorie Fleming.
Oh, yes. Marjorie had one. And she was that bad. She had to take to her bed. Now, Marjorie's allergic to quite a lot of stuff too. She actually had, Kim might know what's going on here, but she actually had, or they tried to give her, because she wanted it, it wasn't forced upon her, a dental implant. Now, I don't think, having seen Marjorie, I don't think it was like a full plate or something that they were trying to hang off one implant. I think it was more likely to be like one or two implants for lost teeth. She had a very, very bad reaction to something that was involved. I have no idea what. It was way before I knew her. But this lady, although she's very tiny, she's probably about 5 foot, if that, and incredibly tiny. She was a sergeant major in the British Army and apparently was a force to be reckoned with. But that's not the lady that I met. She's like walks with a stick. Very slowly. This dental work that she had, she got some kind of infection. It could have been MRSA, but she ended up in hospital with it. So she was taken really badly. I think she was that bad. I don't think they ever finished the dental work. So she got dragged off for her COVID vaccine and was that ill. She ended up in bed. So those are the only two that I've heard with anything like that, Tracy. But horrific that it's your boy. Kim thinks it's nuts to have so many people in one place to get a shot. Totally agree with you. This is why I'm not bothering. Not going anywhere near the place. Israel had drive-through clinics that didn't even get out of their cars. That's logic. That's just logic. I guess with that your only problem is, did they have some kind of like a McDonald's drive-through where you stop while you wait for your order? Because I don't think it would be necessarily wise for everybody to drive if they had some kind of reaction 10 minutes later and they're on a motorway. So a little bit of a break just to check or get somebody else to drive. Oh, no, it was the worst case scenario, Moderna. But at least with the Moderna, they've already come out and said that it works on the new strains, the new variants. The others are keeping very quiet on that. Although there is a bit of an issue with the AstraZeneca one, isn't there? Now we've got an argument with Europe over it all. It's all to do with Belgium, you know. I swear it's to do with Belgium. This is what we got overnight about the AstraZeneca thing. Basically, they're saying, why have you copied that when I deliberately copied something else? You're just being very, very awkward. Don't be awkward. It is. It's copying the wrong thing. Crying out loud. Ever had one of those days? Right. Let's try that again. And I want it in plain text, not markdown. So if you could sort that out, it'd be very good. There we go. That's the AstraZeneca thing.
Lola. Come on.
I've got a biscuit that she left last night. She can have in that one first. Lola, come on. Come on. Can she see it?
No, she's not there.
Oh, right. Oh, we'll leave it there till she is. Right, where was I? Right. That's very unusual for implants. I think, I don't know who she was with, whether it was a private thing, whether it was NHS, whether they sent her to hospital. But I was just told, you know, like Marjorie, she is now not the woman she was. And she's the only one that I've heard of that actually had to take to her bed after that. It wasn't flu with Marjorie. It was pain and she was woozy. So she ended up lying down for the night. But apparently she was okay the day after. Hello, Simon. Really looking forward to your rundown of Bumbling Boris's press conference. Yeah, very, 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 very sorry about everyone who's dead. Let's move on. That one. Bumble, bumble, bumble. The guy's an idiot. Oh. Here they're wasting the vaccine by not having enough people on standby. Well, it kicked off here, Kim, because, you know, I've said at the end of the day, if there's any vaccine over, you can go on a waiting list if you can get there fast enough or if you are actually at the centre doing something. So one of the volunteers at the centre got the call. So he'd been there all day volunteering and they had some vaccine left. So he was in line to get one of these vaccines and he got it. So what could possibly kick it off? He was an MP. But I thought, well, just a minute, he has volunteered. You know, you can't have it always. Like, they're criticising the fact he shouldn't have been given it because he's an MP. Well, he should have been given it because he's volunteering at the centre. The fact he's an MP is irrelevant at that point, I would have thought, but it kicked it off. You know what the press are like. They could have an argument with themselves in an empty room. You thought it was the Pfizer one we had a scrap with. Well, you say that. The Pfizer thing is to do with the fact that they're redecorating the Belgium production plant. And that's where it was coming here from. But in the meanwhile, the EU have said, if they don't get what they have ordered from AstraZeneca, we're not having the Pfizer one from Belgium. You know, Brexit and all that. I'd tell them where they could stick it and just keep the AstraZeneca one here. It's not like we've not got enough, is it? Oh... I reckon that's probably why they've chosen it, Tracy. But, you know, it's going to be a worrying time for you if he doesn't feel well. On the one hand, it shows it's doing something. But on the other, it's a worry, isn't it? I would be beside myself. Let's put it like that. Oh, Kim's leaning towards the Moderna vaccine. I don't reckon you'd get that here. I've not heard of anybody who's been given that one. Tracy's boy is the first one. Here, it's mainly Pfizer. Have we heard of anybody without the AstraZeneca vaccine?
Yeah, I told you. Oh, nobody that we know.
Nobody we know.
No.
So that's where all the Pfizer ones have gone. But you know what would worry me if I'd had the first one is what if I don't get the Pfizer one for the second one? Let's just mix and match these vaccines until everyone's got three heads and we'll see how it all works out. Because that sounds like a grand policy for Boris. It sounds like a policy Boris would get behind, actually. So the longer it takes, the better. And let everybody else get in line first. It is indeed both, Jonathan. It's a carve-up, as predicted. Oh, it just means more maroon, doesn't it? Because we're going to be maroon forever at this, right? You haven't seen the press conference. Can't moan about that one specifically. Oh, Simon, if you're in the mood for a good laugh, I would partake of it. Bumbling Boris. I mean, he did take responsibility for everything. And I thought, good, when you're leaving. But no, he's staying. They only had three slides. But the upshot of it was, you know, stay home. Don't go out. We're dealing with it. 100,000 dead. Sorry about that. Move on. That was it, basically. I don't actually know why. It was a rush press conference, as yesterday's was. I think it was probably because they'd reached the 100,000. But the upshot was the same. Laura Kunzberg was there asking stupid questions and then making up her own answers, as was all the rest. Apart, there was this guy, I don't know where he was from, and he said, thank you for having me. And I thought, bless, he must be new. nothing particularly to see in it. There isn't anything new. Now, everyone, the questions were relating to when are the schools going to be opening? And I thought, you know, I actually felt sorry for Boris. I know, make a note of the date. Because he was crucified all Christmas about sending the kids back to school. He then decided, fine, well, we won't send them back to school. And now, within 3 weeks, when are we having the kids back to school? And one of the stories in the UK this morning, I was rolling on the floor laughing. Parents are complaining they're having a nervous breakdown having the kids at home. Can I just reiterate again? What in God's name did you have them for if you can't cope for 3 weeks? It is ridiculous. That's precious time with your child. You'll look back on this in 20 years and, you know, it's up to you to make it something to look back on. That's like, well, there were some highs. No, they're all having nervous breakdowns and can't get them back to school fast enough, which would be criminal if the teachers haven't been given some kind of precedence for the vaccine. So I did actually feel sorry for Boris. He did what everybody wanted 3 weeks ago and now they want something else. So it's not surprising. If I was Boris in the privacy of Downing Street, I'd be thinking, tough. You've got what you asked for. Be very careful what you ask for. Jonathan thinks the EU want the AstraZeneca one more than the Pfizer one. Can't imagine it'll be easy to transport the Pfizer one across some of its countries. That's true because of the restrictions on the temperature it needs. So we'll just have to see. Oh, Alex, we know someone who's now had the AstraZeneca vaccine. Congratulations, Alex. Are you feeling okay? The hospital where Kim goes has shipped their vaccine to somewhere else in the state. You've totally lost confidence in the Department of Health. That does not sound good. I thought when Biden came in, he was all going to have it sorted in a week. Hasn't he been in a week yet? Or is that tomorrow? It's tomorrow. So 7 days in, it should be sorted by now. Oh, maybe they should learn to discipline their children now they know what the teachers have to deal with. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, if you can't look after your own children, it would be like having a dog and sending it to doggy daycare all the time. What did you have the dog for? But apparently they don't like dealing with their own children. Mm. It would be good, wouldn't it, if they were at home long enough to learn some manners and behave themselves. But, you know, they've got like the front cover of a paper. It is literally what Boris says. They will say the opposite just for the sake of it. Honestly. So it is literally... we want the schools closed. You can't send the children to school. So once they've done that, right, well, we'll give it a couple of weeks and then we'll start the other way. So on the front of the papers is like pictures of children who and the headline says, we just want to go back to school. Well, I'd like a gold bar, but the chances are very slim. So shut up.
I'm missing my friends.
Oh, yeah, because it's not like you've not got a phone, FaceTime, unlimited free texts, Zoom. It's not like in our day where you had to wait till 6 o'clock to make a call.
Well, because it was cheap rate.
It was cheap rate after 6 o'clock. You couldn't make a phone call to 6 o'clock. If you did, it cost you four times as much, honestly. In fact, I remember us way back, this would be 1993. We'd got a modem in a computer and we could have access to the internet, but we had to use my mum's phone line. So if she wanted to make a call or dad wanted to make a call, we had to make sure that, you know, it didn't just pick up the thing because we'd be online. And it was a penny a minute off peak. And that's how we had to work it. So it's like, well, if we pay 60p a day, we get 1 hour of the internet. I mean, if they're moaning about they're missing their friends now, come back and time travel with me to the 80s and let me show you what life was like. Oh, if you didn't have two tin cans and a ball of string, you weren't talking to anybody. Just saying. Professor Christine Pagel, Professor of Operational Research, made some good points. I think I... Was that an interview that came on after the press conference? Or was she in the press conference? Because I saw an interview with somebody after the press conference who was making some very clear points. Good night, Jonathan. Biden's got nothing to do with the vaccine distribution. It's just... States Department of Health. Oh, well, Biden was claiming glory for it the last I heard. He was going to sort it all out. So I just assumed, clearly, wrongly. It's got more to do with the papers than anything else. Totally agree, Simon. They decide what they want to put on the front. And if they think the school should go back, they find some kids who want to go back. It's driven by them. And that's what annoys me. The papers have been saying, like, we want this, we want that. And this has been going back to about last September, October time. And it's like, if they say it, then it's true. And yet you talk to your average person, it's like, hell no, I don't want that. Really, the papers should be there to report what's happening, not make the news. But when you've got the Sun and their 50,000 volunteers, which I wouldn't want anywhere near me, they're making the news, not reporting on it. That is very annoying. And, you know, I wish somebody had the balls to come out and say, why did you have children if you can't bear being with them for 3 weeks? But no one's going to do that because they'd get absolutely crucified. But I will. I've just said it. I know there's education at stake and all of that. But you've probably, as Apple fans, probably seen those videos that Apple put out maybe 2-3 years ago of like a classroom and Apple have donated one computer. And those kids really want to learn. And the fact that they're in a wood hut with a bucket in the corner as a toilet and a torn sheet as a projector screen, they learn because they want to learn. Being at home doesn't mean that you have to stop learning. I'll admit, if you're trying to be a chemist, your chemistry things are probably a bit different. But you could learn. For some people, and it'd be nice to hear from them, they'll find it better. Because they're at home in a safe environment where they can actually concentrate on learning and they're not being bullied right and left. So we're not hearing anything about that. It's just what the papers want us to hear. It's just been 7 hours. You'll keep us updated. Well, fingers crossed, Alex. You'll be absolutely fine. Ooh, and Kim says one of the airlines is mandating their employees to get the vaccine. It does feel a little bit pressurised at the moment. We've got that plumbing company here. He said he would sack anybody, and I'm just sitting there laughing. I mean, employment law wasn't my favourite at all, but I did do a stint in it, and I did go to a tribunal here. So I know how it all works. And I just laughed, and I thought, you can't do that. It's constructive dismissal, you muppet. But if somebody's been with him for like 10 years, yeah, they'll lose their job, but it'll be constructive dismissal and they'll take him for it and probably get about 10 to 20 years worth of salary. So if he wants to give that to everybody who doesn't want a vaccine, but to actually come and say it, there is very much a feeling here of like, get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine. And I'm still thinking we've not heard everything about the vaccine yet. There must be more people who are feeling a little bit ropey after it than I've heard of, which so far is two. And those are people that I actually know, like Tracy's lad and this lady that from the Catanians. But it's not being reported in the papers because the papers are like, get the jab, get the jab. And then there'll be, when more people have had it than not, then it'll be like all the ones who have had it telling all the ones who haven't that they should get it. And by then we'll have run out of vaccine. I wonder what Mike could bring home if he nipped into work for a day.
I'm sure sure it's under armed guard.
I'm pretty sure it is. It's not just going to be sat around, is it, in the canteen? You know, buy a can of Tango, get two vaccines free. It'll come to that, but not at the moment. Not at the moment. What other idiocy has gone on today that I was interested in? Let me have a look. Oh, yes, this one was a classic that came out overnight, Mike. You know, we were talking about little shops, so not the huge supermarkets, more your local little shops where you might just go to pick up like a loaf of bread and a pint of milk. Mm. That. The payment processing system went down. So you can see from the picture on that how it went. There were then more people than should be in the shop, queuing right outside the shop to pay. And the only way to pay, because obviously everyone wants to do contactless, the only way to pay was to go to the cash point and get some cash, and nobody wanted to touch the money. It sounds like that day we were in Asda.
Just thinking that.
That was so funny. We'd been to church, hadn't we? Because it was a Sunday.
I think we had.
Oh, it was a classic day, that. An absolute classic. Should have written a blog post on that. It was so funny. We'd had the tea and coffee after Mass. And we then headed off to do some shopping. And we walked in. And I think we had the sports bag at the time, didn't we?
Yeah.
The pink sports bag. And we walked in and it said, like, that there's no credit card processing. So it's like, you're going to have to get cash from the cash point. You went round to the side. I mean, I'll admit there wasn't a global pandemic, but you went round the side to the cash points and you couldn't move for people. And then they ran out of cash. So if you didn't have any money on you, then you weren't going shopping. And we needed shopping because that was like the day we were going shopping. So we were literally just about to walk out of the store. And I said, hang on, I've got the dog's money. And we called it the dog's money because it was in an envelope in the bag. So I said, let's see if we've got enough there for the shopping. And luckily we did have, because we kept dipping into the dog's money, didn't we?
Mm.
Funny that, because we said we'd replenish the dog's envelope, but we haven't bothered because we're not going anywhere. I must find the dog's envelope for a start. So yes, it's happened again. So they were all trying to wash the money. I mean, honestly, it's like, what else could go wrong, isn't it? Hello, Mrs. Simon. Just wants to send her, well, not exactly apologies, but sorry to hear about Tracy's boy. It is shocking, isn't it? But I mean, he was on the front line as well, and he looked after himself. Hadn't been infected with it, and then they give him a vaccine, and then he ends up feeling worse. You just couldn't make it up. Oh, your eldest had the AZ one. Had a sore arm, but otherwise okay. As well as all of her colleagues, hoping he feels much better soon. Well, I'm glad your eldest is okay. I think, did one person say they had a sore arm? Oh, it was Kath. Kath said Joe had a sore arm. He had the Pfizer one. And Kath had the first one, but she's not had the second yet. But she had the Pfizer one and she nodded off. She had it on a Saturday and she fell asleep in the middle of my request. She wakes up towards the end and she said, I've never, ever done that before. So she said it must have been the vaccine. She literally nodded off in the chair. Did a Jonathan, as we say. Oh. Head guy now says we should be wearing two masks. The first one, he said, no mask, then one, now two. Oh, there are no words, are there, Kim? I remember the no mask, it won't make a difference. And I remember thinking at the time, how can it not? If you put a barrier between two things, it can't do any harm if it does no good. And logic says it would have to do some good. And now everyone's walking around with 14 masks on. Must admit that, yeah, that makes total sense. Also makes better sense not to bother. Just have everything delivered and leave it in the COVID cave and just try and be safe that way. If people actually do have to go out, like people going to hospitals, it would be safer for them if idiots who think it's a good idea to have a party didn't bother. Like all the ones that live with Jonathan. I don't know how Jonathan survived, do you? Poor Jonathan. With neighbours like that, who needs enemies? It was because he's on the front line he was forced into having it. Well, I guess he couldn't really refuse. But, you know, like I say, he's looked after himself for almost a year, so he was doing something right. Fingers crossed he will be absolutely fine. Is that Moderna one a one shot or does he need another one? And is it likely to be 3 weeks or 3 months if he needs another one? Not sure when he's next on duty. If it's this week, he won't be up for it. Which case, they should think about that when they force people into it, shouldn't they? Working with dementia care, it was essential, although she should have had the second dose, and that was delayed until mid-February. Well, I know my feelings on that. That just shouldn't happen. I mean, they actually said at the news conference today, somebody asked the question about, shouldn't we be back to the 3 weeks, not 3 months? And all they keep saying is, but more people. You get a lot of protection from the first vaccine, and it means that we can inoculate more people. I'm thinking, but you're also telling them to carry on as they were. So actually, what's the point? It's going to take so long for all this to pan out. By the time they've done everybody, it could well be that the vulnerable first people that were done, it's worn off, and then they need to start again. So we need more data on this, really, don't we? A lot more data. But we'll see. No mystery there. Science evolves. Statistics take time to accrue and analysis takes time. I agree. And that's what I'm thinking. They've rushed into this a bit. If no one has an adverse reaction, then great. But even so, in terms of, is it safe to go out? Some people that I know that have had half a vaccine think it is. You know, it's not actually safe for them. It's safer than it was, but it's not safe. And they could still be carrying it. I mean, even carrying it in terms of on their clothes. So it doesn't impact them, but they go into shop one and it's on their clothes and they carry it somewhere else. But then they're not taking that into account. That's not impacted if you've had 17 vaccines, is it? You're still a danger to other people. But apparently, you know, the need to get out to the pub trumps everything. A feeling I don't concur with, but that's me, isn't it? I'm just odd and I'm quite happy to be odd. Yes, all you can do is really give the best advice based on the evidence as it stands. But the thing is, by not taking the time and saying, do you know what, let's just put the brake on for 3 months and we'll work this out properly. If they put a statement out and then they put out something else contradicting it and then something else contradicting both of those and another one contradicting everything else, people don't trust them. And that has more of an impact. You'll then get the anti-vaxxers saying, well, I'm legitimate in not wanting this vaccine because, and they'll use that as a reason, excuse, call it what you like. Don't believe a word the government say. Close the borders and man the barricades. I wish we'd done that like New Zealand. I really do. I wish we had done that ages ago. Very conflicting advice. She found out she did several 12-hour shifts and with a COVID positive patient. As only one dose of the vaccine, she was given a week of daily lateral flow rapid testings to take. Do you know, it must be an absolute nightmare for all of you trying to even keep up with what's going on. They must think there's a reasonable risk because they're expensive. Oh, my. Mask studies and aerosols are old studies. We already knew to wear them. We did. It was the governments that were saying, don't bother. I remember thinking, what have I got in the way of masks? And whenever Mike would get a cold, he would willingly wear a mask to not infect me. So we actually had a supply of masks in, you know, like the rubbish in the house. Do you happen to have 250 surgical masks? Yep, we do. But I was thinking, you know, if you're going out, what can you wrap around that? Like a scarf or something? And even put something on the inside of the scarf. But I mean, I have seen masks. I saw one today on a doctor. And this doctor looked like a rabbit in the headlights. He was Asian, I think, and already they're like more vulnerable than other people. But he's on the ward, he's working, and he said there's no respite from this, because then he goes home and both of his parents and his mother-in-law have actually got it right now. And he was working in some kind of like space hood. It covered his entire head. It seemed to have like a zip round thing on it. It must have had some form of ventilation because the front of it wasn't fogging up. But it did look like one of those hazmat suits. And I thought, well, it's got to be more comfortable than the face mask where they're cutting into you. But what a way to try and work. Right, let's have a look here. Gone. Considering she had COVID herself 3 months ago and one dose of the vaccine, the NHS, so unconvinced she's safe, they still insist on daily tests. That's actually quite worrying, isn't it? I mean, she must have some kind of antibodies. I'm fingers crossed it's enough. The UK and Swedish governments, this is Simon, really dropped the ball. Early decisions were driven by politics rather than science, and in the case of the UK, one of the biggest problems has been the PM's insistence on always trying to give a positive spin on things. Sometimes the cold truth is what's needed, not smiling chump who wants to be popular. Exactly. I get so frustrated with him. You know, he's there and he's bumbling and he doesn't sound sincere when he says anything. I know that could just be his way, but you know, when you're talking about 100,000 deaths, they did a really good piece on the BBC after the press conference. It was like candles. They'd got candles, 100,000 candles. I mean, I've got to worry about global warming with that. But they'd done these candle things and they were telling you stories, horrific stories of how one was a daughter who spoke to her dad and said, like, I'll talk to you later, Dad. And he said, yeah, you know, and he sounded OK. He was in hospital. And the call in the evening never came. He died in the afternoon. And she said, I just wasn't expecting it because he, you know, he sounded OK. And these stories were just horrific. And then he stood there and the question comes in, you know, would you have done things differently in hindsight? No. And I thought, you're an idiot. I mean, him being Boris, surely one thing would be, and I think he, I don't think he would get criticised for saying that he would make a change with this, is maybe not getting COVID last April. That would have been a good thing not to do. But he didn't even say that. No, he said he wouldn't change anything. And I thought, well, if you'd shut the airports and you close the borders, it couldn't have done any harm, could it? And the meeting up on Christmas Day was ridiculous. Sending the children to school for one day was ridiculous. But no, he's not sorry for anything, apparently. Oh, Alex, that's perfect. He looks now like a guy who doesn't believe what he's saying himself. That is so true. He said, I take full responsibility. And then I'm thinking, good, when are you going? But no, he's staying. I wish he'd stand there and say, look, you wanted the schools closed. I've closed the schools. The figures do not bear opening the schools. If you're struggling at home, ask for help or don't ask for help, but don't start moaning about the kids going back because they're not. And I think if he did that, you might not agree with him, but you'd have to say, well, at least he's shown some leadership. I can't honestly say in this he's ever shown any leadership. An illegal street drifting sideshow. Oh, no idea what that is, Kim. I'll have a look. One thing I did see that Kim may have some idea about is apparently there's a thing with the Super Bowl this year and the adverts, and no one particularly wants to put an advert on because it would be seen the wrong way, if you're with me. What on earth is this? Wow. How many people are there? I had no idea what that was. So it's cars doing things. People are insane. The more I see of people, the more I appreciate dogs. A drifting sideshow. I'm not sure if we have those here. Similar-ish, I think. Is it like a car meetup? Because this is why they close car parks at the retail parks. Because they were turning them into like a rat run. To the point they actually like knocked over some of the bollards. This is just insanity. After I watched that programme, I thought, it's a wonder. You know, when you watch these Armageddon type films, there's always a happy ending. And I'm thinking with this, I'm not seeing an ending, happy or otherwise. Just block an intersection and then the drivers do donuts. Do we have a reason why they do this, Kim, or are they just lock-upable? There's no logic. I'm speechless, Kim. They're risking themselves, their families, the people watching. Why would you go out and watch this? Do you know, at the very, very, very beginning of this, when they talked about the behavioural psychologists, my attitude was, what do you need one of those for? If it's a life threatening thing. People will do as they're told. They'll do the right thing. Yeah, I was wrong. Clearly, the behavioural psychologists do have a part to play. And they were quite right. People won't do as they're told. I think we should tell everybody to go out and get COVID in the vain hope that they won't. That they'll do the exact opposite of what Boris says. But, you know, with people, I really don't know. Now the other thing that's kicked off here, I don't know if it's kicked off in the States. Probably not in the States. Foreign holidays. I want to book me jollies this year. Really? I know people usually do that in January, but honestly, after last year, why would you risk it? Why would you risk the hassle of getting deposits back and stuff and things like that? And to give you an idea of where things are here at the moment, Mike booked tickets for a concert, one of our ABBA concerts, tribute concert. It was in Stockport, and I think we booked it about a year ago. And we literally, the end of January, we'd just been to the Queen concert in Warrington. And he'd given us the date for the concert this year. And it was Friday, the 31st of January. So it was like, we'll put that on the calendar. And we got home and Mike said, there's a concert on in Stockport in June. I said, we'll get some tickets then. So we did. This got called off in June and they said, we'll let you know. And Mike's just said to me today, just had an email about that concert. I said, which concert? He said, the one in June. So when we'd ascertained it was the Stockport one and it was ABBA. I said, right. And when is it? He said, June. I said, are you kidding? You know, this was June last year. They've moved it to June 2021. He went, no, June 2022. But our church has been booked for The Lion King for 18 months. And they were told in September it would be the first week in December. Then they were told it would be February. Then they got told it would be March. And now it's just been moved to May. And I'm thinking, why don't you just move it by a year and be done? Because all the admin of changing it, you know, a month and a half, another month, must be costing him a fortune. You can't predict. So as for booking holidays, that's utterly ridiculous. Good evening, Sarah. How are you? Seems someone always gets hurt. Well, I'm not surprised, Kim. I mean, can you imagine if one of those cars spun out of control and went into the crowd? It'd be like that book. I think there's a TV series, but I haven't seen it. Mr. Mercedes, where he killed people with this stolen Mercedes by just running them over. It seems a bit like that to me. But people seem to be watching it. Yeah, just not me. Ooh, UK versus Germany. No, not football. Bongo celebrates Christmas. Merkel says no change at Christmas as it's too dangerous. I've got a sneaking suspicion, Simon, what the punchline might be here. That's because Bongo's barking. Barking Bongo. Let's have a look. Is it a diagram? Is it going to be something? Oh, yes. Look at that. Absolutely barking. We were higher than them to start with, weren't we? That's shocking. God, shocking. He should have. I mean, I don't know why he did that. He does seem to have this perennial thing about being liked or at least not disliked. But, you know, you might as well give that up. If you want to be prime minister, you can't have both. You can't be prime minister and be adored. Not unless you're in a war with somebody like Churchill. So Alex thinks the side effect of COVID, loss of smell, loss of taste and loss of brains. Could well be. You never know. You never know, do you? Oh, Sarah, congratulations. The book has arrived. Was it in one piece? Mine had a dint in the corner. It usually does because they don't really wrap them well. How was yours? Oh, we didn't ask Tracy, did we? I'm sure if Tracy's had arrived, she would have told us. Plus the fact it's going to take longer to get to Spain. And then heaven knows how long it'll be stuck at customs. I once had something that arrived in the country and it was stuck at customs for 3 weeks. Mind you, sometimes you luck out with that they get that far behind. Instead of processing them and putting a customs charge on, they just let them through. So I did get off any VAT and import duty on that because they were that far behind. And it would have been a bit rude, wouldn't it? Knock on the door. In fact, they don't knock on the door. They don't even try and deliver it. They put a postcard through your door and tell you owe them like £39.40. And you've got to go to the post office yourself and give it to them. That isn't going to work these days, is it? Oh, it was really well packed. Mm. Well, at least they've got that right. Now I've got all three books. With all three with dinted corners. You're kidding, Tracy. And not the fact it's not there, but the Twitter account says be patient. They're extremely busy. Did you ask them to be patient for payment? Maybe you should point that out. Extremely busy. They should be extremely apologetic, never mind anything else. That's unbelievable. That's just rude. That sounds as rude as what's Busy Mac.
Oh yes.
If you don't like the changes, tough. I thought, excuse me, I'm a paying customer. But just saying.
Yes, we've got more to say about Busy Mac.
Oh, we've got lots to say about
when
lots,
you least.
We? And you least expect it. It's all right, Jonathan's not here. And he hasn't sent his review in yet, so he obviously isn't expecting it at the moment. Oh, we could sneak one out when he's least expecting it. We'll have to see how that goes. Oh. Honestly, with that situation with them at the moment, I do think that is, it's bordering on criminal because it's 2 months. 15,000 orders in 2 months when you have a supply chain. You should be able to meet that. I could compare it with the vaccine rollout and say they've done 6.9 million. Maybe. Now, would this have tempted you, Tracy? You go for your vaccine and get a free Affinity Publisher book. That might be a way to do it. Distribute 7 million. I do think that is downright rude. It's a shame that you can't actually get in touch and talk to somebody. Although there must be a phone number, probably a customer company's house. The thing is, they've got you and they know they've got you, because if you ask for a refund and then you go buy the book, you'll be paying more, because when the book was first announced, there was 40% off it. It's very seldom that they actually put those books on sale. But I think it's certainly time to be suggesting that they do a PDF. Oh, the R values of Europe. Let's have a laugh. Where are we? Well, there's where they say we are and where we actually are. Usually two very different things. Right, let's have a look. Where are we? I'll start at the red end, shall I, and work backwards. Hang on. Oh, there's Belgium, because there's definitely shenanigans going on in Belgium. Ireland. Got Ireland. Greece, Sweden, Denmark. Oh, there's us. 0.96. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. No way. I know things are dropping, but I would say it was just over one myself. It's not dropping to that degree. Plus the fact it'll drop just like it did after the first lockdown and the second, and then it'll shoot up again. So where's the worst place to be? Who's EE? Estonia? Lithuania? There's a lot of diagrams here, isn't there? Malta. I know. See, the thing is, like, Malta is places that people want to go on holiday. Bulgaria, Latvia, Norway, Cyprus, Russia, Hungary, Belarus, and Finland. Finland's at a one. And then Romania is just underneath that. There's a bit of a variation on Luxembourg, isn't there? And where's ours gone? There we go. 0.696. I wonder why the variant on ours doesn't stretch quite as much at the top. Ours is one of the narrowest bands. When you look at France, that band is huge. It actually touches zero at the bottom. That's not what we're seeing from France. The figures will go down, but as soon as you start opening up schools again, they're going to go sky high. So it's only a matter of time. I'm quite laid back at the moment. Better reporting. France, we've been told, is pretty bad. I mean, they've had lockdowns and they've had curfews. I would have thought we were on a par with France, but that indicates that France are way better place than we are. I wouldn't have thought that. I really wouldn't.
My contact for tonight is called Pretty.
Oh, as in Patel?
Yeah.
She's got a side job.
Well, it says Pretty and then in brackets Bella.
Oh.
Bella's Italian for pretty.
Crying out loud. I give up, I really do.
But she's not Italian.
Do you know what we've not had this year yet? Oh, apart from the fact that Apple have got, is it 100 billion valuation? Something like that. So more money. Still no new tech, though. And do you know, Tuesday really should be news come new tech day. All we've heard is rumour after rumour regurgitated from last year, basically. Oh, joy, I tell you what, yeah, this was a good one that happened today, Mike. Are we ready for some tech news? Tweetbot 6 launches, design update, and wait for it.
It's subscription.
Subscription pricing. How happy are we all about that? I can't be bothered with Twitter at the minute, I really can't. Go on, so let's have a look.
I had to use the Twitter website.
Oh, the Twitter website's worse than the client.
Right, I'll be seeing yous.
Right, hang on. 99 pence a month, 99 cents a month, or $5.99 a year subscription to unlock the app's full functionality.
That's not bad.
Which is Don't ever be caught saying a subscription's not bad. You don't think of a subscription as a one-off. You think of it with all your other subscriptions.
I pay MUTV a fiver a month.
Yeah, but they're winning at the moment. You should get some money back when they don't. Joy of joy. So, more subscriptions. What else have we got? You back again? That was fast.
I need me drink.
He's doing a late webinar. He's all over the place time-wise, aren't you? Does anybody use Twitter anymore? I must admit, it's not something I've installed on the new Mac. But then I didn't install that ITV client either. Twitter just seems very polarised at the minute. It used to be fun. But it got very political, and that happened years ago.
Well, I'd swap it.
You swap what?
I'd swap my Twitter Tweetbot subscription for my IF subscription.
Right, okay.
Because my IF subscription doesn't work.
Doesn't it?
No.
Oh, you wanted your Toblerones, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mike set up an IF this, then that to know when the price of Toblerone came down.
One, the price of Toblerone hasn't come down. But two, I got an email to say it's broken.
Oh, dear. We'll look at that for you, Mike. We will. Oh, Kim's deleted her account. I haven't gone that far yet, but I must admit. Actually, Mike and I sat here and said, when we do an out on MacBytes, we say, and you can follow me at twitter.com/ElaineGiles. And I said to Mike, is it time to stop saying that? Because that probably isn't the best place to get me. Probably the best place to get me is Slack. Because Twitter's just so political and nasty. People that you've known for years who have different political views are just scrapping in front of you. And you're like, guys, I love you both. Can you just stop it? You know, don't talk about it if it gets you that inflamed. But they do. And then they drag you into it with a, which side are you on? I've not got an opinion. I can't vote in the States. Leave me be. But it's not nice. It's a horrible place to be now. Which is sad, because we did have such fun on there. You know, the days of following Apple events before we did lives. And the conversations would just flourish. And there'd be loads of you in there. It was great. And now it's just nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. I'm not sure if that subscription includes a desktop version. It doesn't say. So we'll have a look at that. But obviously a Tweetbot isn't what a Tweetbot used to be. A Tweetbot now means something entirely different. Oh, joy. It's not a bad price for the year, and it's a very good client. But I must admit, you know, another subscription is like the last thing that I need. I guess they've got to eat, is what they keep telling you repeatedly. But I don't know. It's not bad for a year, but I would use it sending stuff out. But I don't know. I still don't know. I don't want another one. Let's put it like that. Don't need another one. Oh, there's a big push on the Fitness Plus thing as well. It's now going to tell you to get up and go for a run. Would anybody like SIRI telling them to get up and go for a run? Because I'm not sure mine would survive. Kim thinks having different points of view makes for growth, but people now just want to spout their point of view without discourse. Yeah, they just want you to agree with them. And, it, you know, that's about everything, not just the big stuff like politics. You know, if the first time I saw that was early in Twitter, and it was the iPhone 3S. And it came out in black and white. And we looked at it and I said, I fancy the white one. And there was this lad, and I think he looked a lot younger than he was. He looked about 12, but he had his own business programming. So I would say he was mid-20s. And we're in the queue and that, and you're saying what you're getting. And Mike had decided, he'd looked at them, and he decided he quite fancied the white one. This lad came back, bearing in mind it was 2008, but even so, came back and said, oh, you're buying the girly one then. And you're thinking, God, is that like only 13 years ago? Because that would be so frowned on today. In fact, probably one of the last class of people that don't really get much in the way of support when it comes to comments being made. Although they were called out for this week, there's been a thing about Friends coming back. Now, I never saw that many episodes of Friends to start with. The bits that I did see, some of them were funny, but I must admit there was one particular bit I did not find it funny at all. And this article was 12 kind of jokes or 12 bits from Friends that haven't not aged well. And one was, what's her name? Chandler's woman. I told you I didn't watch it much. So I know there was Chandler and there was Monica. Monica. Apparently there was an episode or more than one episode where they went back in time and Monica had a fat suit on. That wasn't appropriate back in the day. Did people really laugh at that? Now, since that came out, there's been a big thing about body shaming, you know, and don't body shame. I just take this approach and always have done, you know, and I've actually pulled people up on it at church and stuff. They'll say something like, you know, he or she is fat. And I'll say, excuse me, swap the word fat for black. And if that doesn't work, if that's an insult, then don't say it. Because it's body shaming. But apparently there was about 5 or 6 episodes that was the gag. And another one was about one of them had a baby and they wanted a nanny. And this guy turned up to be the nanny. And Ross spent the entire episode saying, is he gay? Is he gay? I'm like, well, so what if he is? Apparently it didn't age well, but that's just me. All right, let me get back up here. That condition won't allow it, Kim's neither, I imagine. Did you hear about the iPhone 12 causing problems with pacemakers? I did hear something, but I assumed it was the charging thing. I don't know. Can you imagine? It'd be pacemaker gate, wouldn't it? I will do more research on that. You gave Dr. B a 12 for Christmas. They may not have a pacemaker. Can you imagine? So what's he doing with them? One thing I did hear about was the new watch being able to do blood glucose level checking, which would be pretty cool if it could. But I think that would actually be quite disruptive in terms of the example they gave was you'd eat a banana thinking it was healthy. And then your watch would be saying, like, do you know how much sugar's in that? You might never eat another banana. But I think the upshot of the article was you probably just turn it off if you wanted to eat a banana. And I thought, yeah, banana's not unhealthy. There are worse sugars, but I don't know whether it can distinguish between them. No idea. Yeah, I thought it was to do with the charger, the MagSafe charger, I must admit. Let's have a look. Let's have a little laugh at how it can impact pacemakers. I mean, for crying out loud, why would you release something that... Right, I'm reading. Deactivate? Oh my God, it sounds like the dog's chip, doesn't it? Earlier this month, a study from the Heart Rhythm Journal indicated that iPhone 12's new MagSafe technology can deactivate pacemakers in certain situations. Apple has responded to these claims by updating a support document on the website with new advice for iPhone 12 users with implanted pacemakers and defibrillators. Continues to emphasise, however, that the iPhone 12 does not pose a greater risk of magnetic interference to medical devices than prior iPhone models. I love it when there's something like that and their answer to it is to update a support document. That doesn't actually address the issue, does it? It updates the support document. They should keep their iPhone 12 and MagSafe accessories more than 6 inches away from the medical device. Now, that stops you putting it in a top pocket, doesn't it? Unbelievable. Because it's got more magnets in it. That's an interesting one. What shall we call that? Defibrillator gate or magnet gate? A magnet of any strength can impact a pacemaker, but surely the stronger the magnet, the more impact. Do they not check these things? I mean, tattoo gate and beard gate were a bit of a giggle, but this isn't going to be a bit of a giggle if you turned your pacemaker off. I wouldn't have thought a pacemaker should be built in a way there's anything that can turn it off from the outside, unless it was actually intended to, with some kind of code. Definitely not funny if it's true. He doesn't have a MagSafe charger. This is unbelievable. Really? There should be no need for ever anything not like this. I mean, can you imagine if you did? And you could just have it in your hand and inadvertently put it close by. There are no words for something like that. Like I said, beard gate, bit of a giggle. But that, no, that is not funny. You wonder about, I must admit, I do wonder about the chargers that I've got. The ones where you just put it on a stand and it charges. So wireless charging, but it touches it. And I do think, like, is it a good idea to have that next to the bed and things like that? Mainly mine is charged in the office. I very seldom plug it in, I must admit, which is bizarre because my AirPods, I tend to plug in even though they could actually be charged wirelessly. I forget. But the phone, no, I just pop it in this stand. I didn't actually like the case they brought out for the MagSafe charging. I didn't. I mean, the MagSafe itself is plugged in, so it seems like I might as well just plug the phone in. It's not a pretty thing anyway, but that's serious. I mean, can you imagine this actually happening? The worst case scenario and somebody dying with it. Apple have already admitted, you know, don't do this with it, don't do that with it. That could be a bit of a naughty litigation situation there. That is absolutely shocking. What was Beardgate? Oh, Beardgate, Simon, was a classic. Beardgate was one of the, not the style that we have, you know, the iPhone 4 with the kind of industrial band on it, not that one. It was more like the style we have now, where it's like rounded at the edges. And where the plastic met the metal, people were putting it up next to their beards. And I don't know if it was like, well, it was catching in beards. It was literally, as they tried to move it away, their beard was stuck into this very tiny groove. Apparently, the only real way to get it off was to actually, like, trim the beard at that point. That went viral because it was happening to a lot of people who had a beard. So it must have been it being in your hand or the angle that it was at. And you know how you could, like, move it up and down and like, catch a hair in it. I mean, it's the same reason, I guess, women keep their hair out of the way. Sometimes a hair would get caught, but that it was particularly Beardgate. If you think about that, where the phone would be next to a beard, it was catching virtually every time. Apple's best advice, buy a bumper. Cover up the edge. Sorry about that. So that one was Beardgate. Oh, Mr. T gave Tracy a MagSafe for Christmas. Doesn't work properly for the iPhone 11. So a rather expensive watch pocket. I just looked at it and I thought, I know it's portable, isn't it? And you can put one on one side and one on the other. But I just thought with it, I prefer the one where I can actually use it. So mine is an anchor and it's an upright one. It plugs in with just a standard cable. It looks nice. It charges stood up. It also, if you needed to charge it where you were watching like a football match, it actually charges in the horizontal position as well. And it charges my AirPods if you just stick them on the lip at the bottom. Let me get the link. Because, and then, I mean, the reason I went for this one was purely I wanted a white one. Many, many, many of the others were like a greyish colour. But this one was the only one I could find that was white. Right, charger, charger, charger. You probably not look up charger. Let's try anchor charger. In my past history. There we go. A wireless charger from Anker. Right. Got the link. There we go. That one for me is absolutely perfect. So I wouldn't be going around looking for anything else. I did have a flat one, you know, like you say, like a puck. It was flat on the top and you could put the phone on it. But the thing was, if you just tapped the phone because you wanted to check the weather or something, you actually had to like leer over the top for the Face ID to work, or actually pick it up and take it off charge. So this one is great that I can have it on the stand and I don't have to take it off the stand to actually use it. But I certainly did not pay $26.99 for it. Good grief, that's obscene. Let me do a click through to the order and see how much I paid for it. $15.99. It must have been on offer. I got two because I put one in the bedroom as well. So that price is obscene, but that's the one that I use and been perfect so far. No problems with it at all. But that's, I think that's why I wasn't really bothered about the new one. The MagSafe concept for the back is a good idea, but obviously if it's having that kind of impact, with or without a pacemaker, do magnets that close to the electrics of your body do you any good? Probably not. So I probably won't bother with that. Oh, dear, dear, dear me. Hello, Renee. You love Apple. We love Apple, but they do have their moments, don't they? You're just, so Tracy's just hoping some third-party manufacturers will make a case with appropriate magnets so you can get full use out of the Duo. They probably will. I don't think I've ever had, since iPad 1, and that was for a particular reason, I don't think I've ever had a proper Apple case, because they're just so hideously expensive. The iPad 1, we were buying it sight unseen. We'd seen Steve Jobs demonstrate it 11 years ago tomorrow. It's the iPad's birthday tomorrow. And he had it like out of a case, but he did say there's a case for it. You know, given the fact that you're spending, I think it was £700 on an iPad, it's like, we'd best buy the case. That case was the worst item Apple have ever made. It was diabolical. So after that, I was very careful about what kind of case. I did on iPad 2 get the smart cover, but I was very careful about that because I felt the back was exposed. So after that, I decided that I would just get other people's cases. So I went from paying like £80 for the smart cover to about £5.99 for a blue one. And then I decided I'd get a black one. Yeah, and I got them in all the different colours. The one I got from Apple was the red one, product red, only because I didn't like the other colours. I would much rather have gone for a black one and they didn't do a black one. So I got a black one from somewhere else. But their covers are just so expensive. I usually get something else. And they've always been really good. Three times I've gone and got a case and it was like, it's a new device. There's only the Apple cases and like two other options. And I thought, I'll go for that. One was £2.50 for a phone. And I thought, as long as it's got something on release day, I'm fine. I'm happy with that. When it arrived, it was so good. It's still on the phone now. So I tend to go for the alternatives. Oh, Renee says it uses the original MagSafe puck and watch puck. The other thing with it is that put me off a bit was the fact that it's like a fabric thing. And I thought, you know, how long's that going to last? The other issue is, of course, you know, I didn't go for the 12 because I thought, now see, that one looks really nice that Renee's just bought. I can see the logic of that. That does look nice. That is a heck of a big backplate, isn't it, on the phone? Does that bit come with the phone? Because I didn't get the 12. You know, not going out, didn't need it. So I just stuck with what I'd got. Would I put that on a stand like that? I'd probably just use the one I've got. But it's a nice looking thing. And I can see, you know, if you've got the watch next to it, as well as the phone. Have a look at the white one. Oh, it's not white, it's silver. Yeah, nice looking thing. Yes, very nice. I probably would just stick to what I've got. Already bought them. Might as well keep using them. But who knows what September will bring with a new phone? Who knows if we'll still be marooned? I've got a sneaking suspicion we might. So it uses the original stuff that comes with the devices, but you just put them on a stand. I've got a black stand like that I've put a watch charger in. I've got, how many have we got? One, two. We've got three watch chargers in the house, plus one that I bought that was about £10 because they were quite expensive. And that's the one thing we have to remember to take away with us when we go away, in the days when we used to go away, those days. Because the replacement ones for the watch are not the same size as the Apple ones. They're always a little bit bigger. And that means you couldn't put them in a lovely stand like that. So I've got one that does fit in a stand and I've got the bigger one that doesn't on my desk. And I just like lay it on top of it and that done. Oh, Renee's wife does not trust the AliExpress chargers. Anker have a good name in chargers. What's one of the other makes? Teotronics have a good name. You know, it tends to be the ones I wouldn't trust are the ones where they're here today and gone tomorrow and they just open up with a different name on it. I don't tend to trust those ones. I've ever had one charger that actually... I've had cables that have broken in terms of they don't charge anymore. Not that they're actually snapped. The only ones that have snapped have been the Apple ones. I've never had a third-party cable snap. I've only ever had Apple cables snap. The one that I've got is that I'm using at the moment is like a fabric-covered thing, and it's got three ends on it. So it's got a lightning cable, it's got a Kindle cable, and it's got a USB-C. And it charges quite slowly, and I don't think it's a data cable. But when you look at the cable, there's no way. You could take garden shears to it, and I don't think you'd get through it. So, what else have we got? I think that's it, isn't it? Ooh, Simon's on Windows. Does it not work where you hold the key down, Simon? I like Anker stuff. That's what I would go for. Always had good use with theirs. And the headphones that I got from Teotronics are just stunning, beyond words. When I think that the Apple AirPods Max, the little pads for the ears are £70 and my entire headphones were £40. It's criminal. I assure you, however good they sound, they cannot possibly sound that much better than mine, because I don't think my ears would be that good. But I can understand if you're an audiophile, you may find value in your AirPods Max, but just the sheer price of them would cripple me. The thought of using them at that price. I mainly have headphones on to edit with, so I have what I call my editing headphones. I don't want something when I'm editing that's too bassy. I get a false reading of what that would sound like on devices. So I've always gone for a separate pair of headphones for editing. So I don't want drawers full of the things. No, I have to do without that. Alt and 130. Oh, you learn something every day. That's fantastic. Simon has a box of old cables. Really should go through them, chuck away the old ones. Oh, Simon, we did that at Christmas. We opened this drawer and I said, I need to put the USB cables in here we're actually using. So we took out some of these cables. Firewire 400, Firewire 800. Would that I had something to plug them into. I might have the drives, but there's nothing at the other end. So I said, we're going to have to put these into like an intermediate drawer. And we also found, let me know if you had one, Simon, a zip drive. I've got plenty of zip discs and a zip drive. The original zip drive, I don't think there's any chance it would work. But Mike, oh yes, he got another one. He got a USB one. And I believe they do still work. So I'll have to look through what's on these discs. Oh, a zip disk and a jazz drive. Oh, I did look at the jazz drives. They were quite expensive, though, weren't they? What was the storage on a jazz drive, on a disk for it? They were big, weren't they? I had another one that I can't remember what make it was, but it was like a tape. It was like a tape backup thing. Oh, I remember buying that. Bought that from somewhere in Warrington when I went for an exam. Passed my exam, I thought I'd treat myself. Can't remember what that was called, though, but it wasn't a jazz drive. Oh, SCSI drive. Yep, I had SCSI. My first scanner, and it was a SCSI interface. Oh, happy, happy days. But that was like when it was magic. When a scanner came in and it weighed like 50 stone and you put it on the desk and then you put a piece of paper on and about 20 minutes later, it was on your screen. It was like magic. These days, that's a doddle. But back in the day, it was difficult. Funny thing to find these days are the SCSI connectors because they're the size of an American fridge. They were huge, weren't they? I actually had one. I had an Epson daisy wheel printer. It was badged Epson, but it was actually made by Brother. And to convert it from being a SCSI interface to, I think it was a parallel interface, there was an interface box that you could buy. Very cleverly designed. It was huge. It stuck on the side of the printer, but the printer was huge anyway. I mean, daisy wheel, it would be. But this thing slotted into a hole that was there on the top of the printer. So it didn't look unsightly. It was the same colour as the printer. But, you know, you'd got the original interface, then you got this extra one stuck on the side, and then it was going into the... And finally, you know, it would print something. Do you know I've still got that printer under the bed? I've probably still got the interface with it as well. I'll have to go and have a look. Oh, Tracy had a zip drive as well. They were the bomb at the time, weren't they? Oh, 100 floppy disks. I think there were 100 meg. I can make a 100 meg file in 2 seconds now. 2 seconds of audio and I've got 250 meg. We just don't think of it in those terms now. But their advertising was 100 floppy disks on one zip disk. Oh, fantastic. Right, okay then. So these days you can scan with your phone. You can. In fact, it's better probably to scan a book with your phone. Another thing I do is I have Snagit set up with a shortcut key to take a screenshot on the screen and automatically OCR it. So if I've got something on the screen, like the system we use for the music, I've got it all keyed up. I've got a playlist there, the set list I'm working with, but I can't print it out. I can't get a PDF of it. I will just take a screenshot of it. Snagit will automatically OCR it, and then I can put it in the spreadsheet, which is, it's OCR, isn't it? It's just off the screen, not off paper. But we're spoilt rotten now. We really are spoilt rotten. No matter how much we moan about things, particularly subscriptions, we are actually spoilt rotten. So we must remember that in these weird days. But Mike's, I can hear him. He's doing his Excel webinar. So I will say good night from me. I will also say good night from Mike. And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.